I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The investigation into the nation's major insurance brokers by New York's attorney general is still expanding. And today, that scandal may claim its first executive. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles for an update is Tess Figland. Tess, welcome back. And first, Marsh & McLennan, it's the biggest insurance broker in the entire country and the first target for New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer.
That's right. And there are several reports today, Alex, that the chairman and CEO of Marsh & McLennan, Jeffrey Greenberg, will be resigning very soon. He'd be the first major casualty of this latest investigation by Spitzer's office. Spitzer indicated in his news conference a couple weeks ago when he was announcing this whole investigation that he was so disturbed by what he found at Marsh that the board should look long and hard at the company leadership. So the board's really been looking for a way to replace Greenberg so maybe they can cut a deal with Spitzer. And one of the interesting twists here is that Jeff Greenberg isn't the only target of this probe. His father is Hank Greenberg, the head of AIG, and his brother Evan is the CEO at Ace Limited, which is another insurance company under investigation. So it could be a rather awkward Thanksgiving. And one other tie here as well, Marsh owns Putnam Investments, and that's one of the biggest companies hit by last year's mutual fund scandal.
Jeez, it sounds kind of messy. How about this company, Aon? Am I pronouncing that correctly? It's spelled
That's correct.
A-O-N, another insurance broker, and they're tied up in this as well.
That's right, but they're not exactly accused of the same things as the previous insurance scandal. Here, Aon, which is the second biggest insurance broker behind Marsh & McLennan, their brokers may have steered business to insurance companies that gave the company incentives to do so. Now, we're not necessarily talking overt money kickbacks, but incentives to work with certain insurers that they had deals with. And you know, Alex, it's really quite striking now to see these names, Aon and Marsh & McLennan, wrapped up in this in the business headlines again for all this alleged wrongdoing. The last time they made this much news was after 9/11. These were two of the companies that were the hardest hit in terms of losing employees by the World Trade Center attacks. So, as I said, it's very striking to see these allegations, particularly against these two companies.
But Tess, Eliot Spitzer is taking on yet another industry in addition to the investigation of insurance. Yes, he's got someone else he's thinking about.
He's taking a look actually at Payola. This is the same tune of some 40, 50 years ago. The office is looking into what's called pay-for-play in the recording industry. Basically involves whether and how record companies get radio stations to give their music airtime. EMI confirmed it's one of the targets, says it's cooperating fully. Warner Music, Sony BMG, and Vivendi Universal also reportedly getting requests for documents from Spitzer's office. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at all the business being done in Jordan as Iraq's economy operates in exile.
Thank you very much, Tess Figland of Marketplace from American Public Media.